As I begin this teaching session today, I'd like to briefly share a portion of my own testimony. My intention is that you get a little more adequately acquainted with me as a person. I'm 70 years of age, as 70 years and 3 months as of this time. I came to Christ 50 years ago. I have enjoyed serving the Lord all these many, many years. After my conversion, I was trained in the Bible in Seattle, Washington. And subsequent to that, I studied further in a Bible school in Los Angeles. The Lord led me to Alaska in
1950.
I spent 42 and a half years in the state of Alaska. In the year 1959, the Lord led me and my wife and several other people to start a church there.
In tahun 1958, Gusti mimpin abdi sareng pun bojo sareng sabaraha jalmi kagungadegkeun hiji gereja di dinya.
It is presently called the Abbot Loop Community Church.
Ayeuna gereja eta disebut Abbot Loop Community Church.
Yeah, the area is known as the Abbot Loop area, so we named the church after the area in which it was located.
Daerah anu dikenal janten daerah Loop Abbot Loop janten abdi masian nami gereja salu sareng lokasi tempat eta.
In the process of time, the church grew.
Dina waktu gereja tumuwuh.
And by the year 1973, there were about 800 people in the church.
Tahun 1873, kinten-kinten 800 jalmi di gereja.
By this time, we'd started 3 other churches in the state of Alaska.
Pada harita abdi parantos ngawitan 3 gereja sanes di negara bagian Alaska.
In February of 1973, the Lord really spoke a word to me. February
1873, Gusti Lesles ngadugikan dawuhan Gusti ka abdi.
I was awakened in the middle of the night and went down into my living room.
Abdi gugah tengah wengi lungsur ka ruang tamu.
My house is located on the church property and I could see the church building out the window.
Rompok abdi aya dina taneuh gereja, abdi tiasa ningal wangunan gereja tina jendela.
This was 22 years ago I received this word from the Lord.
Parantos 22 tahun kalangkung watos abdi nampi dawuhan ti Gusti tata waktu anu kritis.
Was a very critical time in my life when the Lord spoke this word.
Hirup abdi waktos Gusti ngadawuhkeun dawuhan ieu.
The word was this: get ready because I'm going to send a lot of people out of this church.
Imbalanana sing siap sabab kami rek ngutus seueur jalma kaluar ti gereja ieu.
Many of us have been laboring for a number of years to see the church built. I was certainly agreeable to whatever the Lord wanted to have
done.
In the fall of that year, a man came to our church to preach on the fivefold ministry. He preached that all 5 ministries were necessary for the equipping of the saints for the work of the ministry.
Anjana khotbah yen kalima pelayanan ieu priyogi ngalengkepan para jalmi suci kanggo pelayanan.
He preached this truth that we still needed apostles and prophets, evangelists, pastors and teachers in the church.
Anjana khotbah kan yen kebenaran ieu urang masih priyogi rasul-rasul, nabi-nabi nu ngawulkan Injil, tukang ngangon nu.
It became a very fearful thing to me because he began to share that he felt that God was leading me into the ministry of an apostle.
Yang abdi dipikasian pisan kumargi anjeuna ngawitan ngabagikeun yen anjeuna ngaraos Gusti nuju mimpin abdi kana pelayanan saurang rasul.
Even to this very day I would have preferred to have just remained pastoring there in Anchorage, Alaska.
Dan ieu abdi langkung resep janten pandita di Alaska.
I brought this matter before our elders.
Abdi ngadukeun hal ieu ka payunan para penetua.
And also, it was also brought before the pastors of the 3 or 4 churches we'd already started.
oke diajukan ku para pandita di tilu atanapi opat gereja anu parantos abi ngawita.
And after a critical evaluation, we felt this was the guidance of the Lord.
Parantos evaluasi anu kritis abdi ngaraos ieu teh pimpinan ti Gusti.
In November of 1973, hands were laid upon me with other persons, but I was set in the body as an apostle.
Di November 1873, panangan anu ditumpangkan ke abdi kajalmi sanes abdi ditetapkan jalan rasul dina salira Kristus.
I'll have much more to say about the ministry of an apostle later on in some of these sessions, but I want to emphasize this in the sense of personal testimony.
Bekadu langkung seueur kanggo didugikeun perkawis saurang rasul dina salbara sesi ieu nanging abdi bade nekenkeun dina kesaksian pribadi abdi.
Immediately my heart was lifted to a position where I was not looking just at our church in Anchorage, but I could in a sense be burdened for the whole world.
Hati abdi diangkat kena hiji posisi di mana abdi henteu nganingali gereja abdi di Akrot nanging dina pengertian abdi gaduh beban kanggo saalam dunia.
It was after this then that many people were sent from that church to establish other churches.
Pantas ieu seueur jalmi anu dikintun ti gereja eta kanggo ngadirikeun gereja-gereja.
In order to do this, you have to have a well-established church before you can send other churches out.
Ngalakukeun ieu sadaya kedah kaduh hiji gereja anu kiat, sarta acan sadaya ngutus ka luar gereja-gereja.
You have to have proper leadership in the church to keep the sending church strong, lest you weaken it and send out others.
Tepat di gereja kanggo ngadamel gereja anu ngutus kuat atanapi sadaya ngajantenkeun kendor ku jalmi sanes keluar.
I'd like to speak just more personally for a few more moments.
Tapi hoyong nyarios langkung pribadi kanggo sabeberapa menit.
I've been married almost 43 years.
Tapi panas nikah 43 tahun.
I have a son 39.
Kaduh putra Yuswana 38 tahun.
I have a daughter 36.
Sareng seorang putri Yuswana 36 tahun.
Both of them are married with children.
Kaduhna paratus nikah sareng kaduh putra.
And I have 5 grandchildren.
Tapi kaduh incu 5.
I am presently living in Tacoma, Washington.
Tapi nya tinggi di Tacoma, Washington.
And most of my ministering time is spent ministering to our outreach churches.
Waktos pelayanan abdi nyaeta ngalayanan gereja-gereja anu ngalangkungkeun penjangkuan.
As I have reviewed the brochure put out by the Good Shepherd Ministries,
atawa abdi ningalian brosur anu dikeluarkeun di Padega Gembala anu sae,
I would like to read this excerpt from their brochure.
Abdi hayang ngaos tipan tina brosur maranehna.
The major objective of this curriculum is to turn local churches all over the world into ministry training centers.
Tujuan utama ti kurikulum ieu nyaeta ngarobi gereja-gereja lokal saalam dunya kana pusat-pusat pelatihan misi.
We see this as a critical tool, one needed to raise up ministry gifts and callings from among the laity.
Peningali ieu janten hiji alat anu kritis anu saurang prayogi kanggo ngahudangkeun karunia kana pelayanan sareng panyaur ti kaum awam.
A good shepherd ministry sees the shepherds or pastors and ministers as those who should prepare church members for service inside and outside the church.
Pelayan gembala anu sae ningali para gembala atanapi pandita sareng pelayanan janten maranehna anu sakedahna nganyayogikeun anggota gereja kanggo ngalayanan di lebet sareng di luar gereja.
We've been told by the Lord Jesus Christ to preach the gospel in all the world.
Urang parantos dipasian terang ku Gusti Yesus Kristus kanggo ngawawarkeun Injil ka sakuliah dunya.
And we're told to win the lost and disciple the lost.
Urang dipasian terang kanggo ngamenangkeun jiwa sareng ngajantenkeun murid-murid jalmi-jalmi anu leungit.
I should say we win the lost and disciple them after they're saved.
Karena abdi nyarios menangkeun jalmi-jalmi anu leungit sareng ngamuridkeun maranehna saparantos disalametkeun.
But the intention of God is to build churches with these people.
Yang tujuan Allah sanes ngabangun gereja-gereja sareng jalmi-jalmi.
I believe it's a grief to the heart of God to see many people won to Christ and then not properly put into churches.
Abi pecanten Allah ngaraos sedih waktu ningali seueur jalmi dimenangkan ka Kristus salajengna teu gabung sareng gereja.
He rejoices whenever someone gets saved.
Mantena suka gembira iraha bae salah saurang diselametkeun.
But again, he wants them established under proper shepherding care.
Nanging manten nami kahoyong maranehna mantep dina sahandapan gembala nupas.
The Lord calls his people sheep.
Mesti nyebut umatna domba-domba.
And sheep need many things.
Orang domba-domba memerlukan seorang hal.
Every sheep needs a shepherd.
Setiap domba memerlukan seorang gembala.
And every sheep needs a sheepfold.
Setiap domba memerlukan kandang.
As many people are won to the Lord throughout the world, the Lord is rejoicing about that. But he wants to raise a proper leadership to take care of these people. So I'm speaking about biblical eldership. When the Apostle Paul wrote the letter to the Church of Philippi,
Rasul Paulus nyerat serat ke gereja Filipi,
he began by addressing it to the saints and the deacons and the overseers.
Anjira ngawitan nunjukkeunana ka para jalmi suci, diaken sareng panili.
I believe that every local church needs saints, deacons, and overseers.
Abdi percantan yang setiap gereja lokal meriokikan para jalmi kudus, jalmi-jalmi percantan, diaken sareng penilik.
Many letters in the New Testament church were addressed to saints, believers in those localities.
Seueur serat dina perjanjian enggal ditunjukkan ke para jalmi suci, jalmi-jalmi percantan di tempat eta.
The word saint comes from a word that means to be sanctified or set apart for the work of the Lord.
Kitab jalmi suci kawitna ti hiji kitab anu hartosna disucikeun atanapi dipisahkeun kanggo padamelan Gusti.
And all of us should be saints.
Urang sakedahna janten jalmi-jalmi suci.
Also he addressed the letter to the deacons at the church in Philippi.
Oge anjeunna nunjukkeun serat eta ka para diaken di Filipi.
This is an office that should be fulfilled in the church. It is a word that is used in different settings. Timothy and Erastus were two people that helped the Apostle Paul. They're
helpers.
It is the same Greek word as for the word deacon.
Kecap Yunani, kecap eta teh sami sareng diaken.
Even in a policeman or those in positions of civil authority, according to Romans 13, are addressed with the same word. They're servants.
Seorang polisi sareng sanesana dina posisi-posisi otoritas hukum numutkeun Roma 13, disilakan ku kecap nusami, aranjeunna teh pelayan-pelayan.
And the Apostle Paul recommended a woman by the name of Phoebe as a servant of the church in Cenchrea. That word servant is the same word, the Greek word for deacon.
Rasul Paulus ngarekomendasikeun saurang istri anu namina Phoebe salaku saurang pelayan di gereja Cenchrea, kecap pelayan teh kecap sami, kecap Yunani kanggo diaken.
And the Apostle Paul referred to himself and to Apollos.
Rasul Paulus nunjuk dirinya nyalira sareng Apollos.
And he said, "We're servants by whom you believed."
Orang jenak, ka orang, orang teh berdeka-berdeka, kasaha orang percantan.
That's the same word.
Eta teh kecap.
There's the office of a deacon in the church.
Eta jabatan diaken di gereja.
But there should be the attitude of a servant in all of us.
Neng sakadana aya sikap saurang berdeka di orang.
It's even written in the book of Hebrews that angels are ministering spirits sent to serve us.
Jadi serat dina kitab Ibrani yang para malaikat teh roh-roh nu dikintun ku Gusti kanggo ngelayanan urang.
I refer to these various verses to let you know the word deacon is an expansive word.
Abdi ningal kasadaya ayat supados sadayak terang kecap diaken teh hiji kecap nu dilegakeun.
We don't make deacons out of
angels.
We don't necessarily make deacons out of the policemen out in the street.
In
order to be a deacon, you must fulfill the biblical qualifications for a deacon. In the book of the Acts of the Apostles, in the 6th chapter, They chose 7 men to take care of the daily ministration of the widows. Anjana milih 7
jalmi kanggo ngelayanan pembagian karanda randa dina pelayanan sari dinten.
It's been generally concluded that these were the very first deacons.
Cara umum ieu disimpulkeun yen aranjana teh para diaken nu ngawitan.
They were not put in place to govern the church.
Aranjana henteu marentah gereja.
They were put in place to serve the church.
Aranjana ditugaskeun kanggo ngalayanan gereja.
It was the intention was to relieve the leaders of the church.
Maksudna kanggo ngabebaskeun para pamimpin di gereja.
So that they could give themselves to the word of God and prayer.
Terus aranjana tiasa musatkeun kana pangadi ka Gusti sareng nenenda.
These were not governing positions, they were serving positions.
Yesana posisi kanggo marintah nanging posisi kanggo ngalayanan.
The apostle Paul wrote to the church at Ephesus, he addressed it to his son in the faith Timothy.
Rasul Paulus nyerat ka gereja di Efesus anjeunna nunjukeun ka para putra rohangna Timotius.
In the 3rd chapter of 1 Timothy, he gives the qualifications for a deacon.
Dina hiji Timotius pasal 3 anjeunna masihan serat kanggo saurang diaken.
He must be a man of excellent character.
Anjeunna kedah saurang jalmi anu kagungan sifat nu sae, didinya di handapan judul sifat.
And many other things under the heading of character are listed there. They must first be proved that they're really worthy of this. And if there's nothing held against them, then they can go ahead and ordain them. Even their wives must adhere to certain qualifications according to 1 Timothy 3.
Okay, istri-istrina kedah nedunan syarat-syarat nutang tu numutkeun hiji Timotius 3.
I'm not going to read all of these qualifications today. But you can review them yourselves in 1 Timothy 3:8-14. When the Apostle Paul wrote the letter to the church at
Philippi,
he wrote it to the saints, the deacons, and the overseers.
Jalmi diidentifikasikan selaku seorang panatua.
I believe the person is identified as an elder.
Anjeunna ka para jalmi suci diaken sareng para panelik jamaah.
And that which he does, he oversees.
Sareng naon anu dilakukeun anjeunna merhatuskeun.
I'd like to draw your attention to Acts the 20th chapter and the 17th verse.
Abdi resep narik perhatosan sadarek kana carios pada mantas rasul pasal 20 ayat 17.
Acts 20, verse 17.
Dari Rasul pasal 20 ayat 17.
From Miletus, Paul sent to Ephesus for the elders of the church.
Di Mileta, mitahan jurunan ka Efesus, manggil kokolot jamaah.
And then I read Acts 20, verse 28.
Terusnya abdi ngawas dari Rasul 20 ayat 28.
Acts 20, verse
28. Dari Rasul 20 ayat 28.
Where he gave these elders these instructions.
Di mana anjeunna masihan para penetua piunjuk-piunjuk.
Keep watch over yourselves and all the flock of which the Holy Spirit has made you overseers. Be shepherds of the church of God which he bought with his own blood.
Kewajiban aranjeunna ayeuna nyaeta kudu jaga diri sarta ngajaga pikumpulan sebab aranjeunna ku roh suci geus diangkat kana ngaraksa ngariksa eta jemaah kagungan Gusti. Kenging nebus ku getih ku anjeun.
Now we see here that as he was addressing the elders,
dan urang ningali dia waktos anjeunna nyebat para penetua,
he told them to be overseers.
Anjeunna masihan terang kanggo janten para penetua.
You don't have elders in one place and overseers in another place.
Sareng teu ngagaduhan para penetua di hiji tempat sareng panilik di tempat sanesna.
The elders are the overseers.
Para penetua teh para panilik.
I support this also by 1 Peter 5, verses 1 through 4.
Abdi ngadukung ayat ieu ku 1 Petrus 5, ayat 1 dugi ka 4.
1 Peter chapter 5, verses 1 through 4.
1 Petrus 5, ayat 1 dugi ka 4.
To the elders among you, I appeal as a fellow elder, a witness of Christ's sufferings, and one who will share in the glory to be revealed.
Apakah kolot jemaah simkuring sejamire wawadi dumah simkuring oge jadi kolot sepertos aranjen simkuring teh nyaksian pisan kumaha sasarana Kristus terus simkuring baris kacadak mulia di mana kemuliaan anjena geus dinyatakeun.
Be shepherds of God's flock that's under your care, serving as overseers, not because you must, but because you are willing, as God wants you to be, not greedy for money, but eager to serve.
Urus sing bener-bener domba Allah dina cangkingan arajen teh, ngurusna ulah jeung rasa kapaksa, kudu jeung ikhlas, luyu jeung pamulut Allah, ulah kudu meh pandang buruh, tapi kudu meh ngarasa yen eta teh kewajiban.
Not lording it over those entrusted to you, but being examples to the flock.
Kedah ulah boga pikiran kawasa merintah sakahayang kumaraneh anu dipercayakeun ka aranjeun anggur kudu mere tuladan.
And when the chief shepherd appears, you will receive the crown of glory that will never fade away.
Di mana Gusti pangon sumping aranjeun bari si ganjar mahkota anu cahayana moal suda-suda.
My primary emphasis at this time is to say that the elders were to oversee.
Ditekankeun ku abdi ayeuna teh nyarioskeun yen para penatua ngalakukeun padamelan ngawaskeun.
When the Apostle Paul again was referring to overseers, he was referring to elders.
Atuh Rasul Paulus sakali deui nunjuk ka para penilik, anjeunna nunjuk ka para panatua.
I'd like to emphasize a few more points out of this reference in 1 Peter 5 verses 1 through 4.
Abdi bari nekenkeun langkung seueur poin tina 2 Petrus 5 ayat 1 dugi ka 4.
Here the apostle Peter, who was in fact an apostle.
Dia Rasul Petrus nu boktosna saurang rasul.
Also identified himself as being an elder.
Oke, ngidentifikasikeun dirina nyalira salaku saurang panatua.
Every one of the fivefold ministries has to be an elder.
Setiap jalmi tina 5 pelayanan kedah janten saurang panatua.
That does not necessarily mean all elders are fivefold ministers.
Ya sanes hartosna sadaya penatua teh padeka-padeka 5 jenis pelayanan.
And then he said this, don't lord it over those entrusted to you.
Nah, para satrasna anjeunna nyarios, kade ulah boga pikir kawas marentah sakahayang maraneh nu dipercaya ku aranjeun.
Then he made reference to Jesus Christ as being the chief shepherd.
Satrasna anjeunna nunjuk ka Yesus Kristus salaku pangangon nu agung.
The elders were told to be shepherds.
Para penatua disebut salaku pangangon-pangangon.
Elders are shepherds here down on the earth.
Para penatua teh pangangon di bumi ieu.
Elders are shepherds in local churches.
Para penatua teh pangangon-pangangon di gereja lokal.
And Jesus is the chief shepherd.
Yesus pangangon nu agung.
I have said it like this.
Tapi nyaruskeunana sapertos ieu.
Jesus Christ as the great shepherd has under shepherds.
Yesus Kristus teh pangangon anu agung. Ngabawahan pangangon-pangangon.
But Jesus as the Lord has no underlords.
Nanging Yesus salaku Gusti henteu ngabawahan juragan-juragan. Jantan Rasul Petrus nyariuskeun yen.
So the Apostle Peter said, shepherd the people of God.
Pangangon teh umat Allah.
But don't lord it over the people of God.
Nanging sanes juragan kanggo jamaah Gusti.
As I'm speaking of raising up biblical leadership.
Atas abdi nyarios ngeunaan ngagugahkeun kapamimpinan numutkeun Alkitab.
I'm speaking of leading up leaders who are servants.
Abdi nyarios ngeunaan nu ngangkat pamimpin nu mangrupikeun badega-badega.
It's not for someone to become arrogant and proud.
Kanggo ngajantekeun salah saurang janten angku sareng ngaraos baca.
It's not for someone to become a dictator.
Tanas kanggo ngadamel janten diktator.
But someone to be a servant to the people of God.
Nang saurang badega kanggo jamaah Gusti.
The word elder is used much throughout the whole Bible.
Kata penatua teh seueur digunakeun dina Alkitab.
It's in the book of Moses, the first five books of the Bible, you find the word elder.
Nah, kitab Musa, kitab ngawitan dina 5 buku dina Alkitab sadek.
In the time of the judges there were elders.
Dina jaman hakim-hakim aya panatua-panatua.
During the times of the kings of Israel there were also elders.
Salami jaman raja-raja Israel oge aya panatua-panatua.
There were elders during the times of the major prophets and the minor prophets.
Aya penatua-penatua di zaman nabi-nabi ageung sareng nabi-nabi alit.
And there were elders even at the time of Jesus Christ.
Oke, zaman Yesus Kristus.
In fact, he told his disciples that the elders were going to be a part of his being crucified.
Buktosna anjeunna masihan terang murid-muridna yen panatua-panatua baris nyandak bagian tina panyalibanna.
He said he would suffer many things at the hands of the elders.
Dauhna anjeun bari seueur ngalaman sangsara ku panatua.
And in the days of the early church, there were elders in Israel.
Di zaman gereja anu ngawitan aya para panatua.
But some of these elders in Israel gave the early church a lot of trouble.
Hayang sababaraha panatua di Israel ngabalukarkeun gereja anu ngawitan ngalaman seur kasusah.
They had Peter and John brought before them.
Anjeunna nyuhunkeun Rasul Petrus sareng Yohanes dongkap ka aranjeunna.
And they questioned them and threatened them.
Interogasi sareng ngancam aranjeunna.
Now these elders are not elders under God.
Dan para panatua ieu sanes panatua-panatua nu tunduk ka Gusti.
There have been people who have been elders in years gone by that were good elders.
Teh jalmi-jalmi anu janten panatua jaman kapungkur nu dianggap panatua nu paling sae.
And there were elders that assisted in the crucifixion of Christ.
Oke aya panatua-panatua nu ngabantosan Yesus kangge disalibkeun.
But in spite of this, in the New Testament church, the Lord uses the word elder.
Nanging dina gereja Perjanjian Enggal Gusti nganggo kecap panatua.
Moses was told to build a tabernacle after the pattern shown him in the mountain.
Musa dipasian terang kanggo ngawangun hiji kemah suci numutkeun pola nu parantos ditunjukkeun ka anjeunna di luhur gunung.
And God's pattern for the New Testament church is to have leadership raised up in the person of elders.
Parampola kanggo gereja Perjanjian Enggal nyaeta ngagugahkeun kapamimpinan dina diri para panatua.
My motive for speaking thusly today is to have elders in the local church.
Motif abdi nyaroskeun dinten ieu teh nyaeta kanggo ngagaduhan para panatua di gereja lokal.
And then to have men that are strong and trained to be sent out to start other churches.
Das aya pamengket anu kiat oge kalatih kanggo diutus keluar kanggo ngawitan gereja-gereja sanes.
In my notes I have a question. How many elders in a local church?
Dina catatan abdi aya hiji patarosan sabaraha urang panatua di gereja lokal.
Sometimes in the church there'll only be one elder.
Ieu teh anu nyarios ngawitan.
That's the primary speaker.
Kadangkala di gereja lokal mung aya saurang panatua.
God wants several elders in every local church.
Penting mikahayong aya sababaraha panatua dina setiap gereja lokal.
I just make reference to three different scriptures concerning this.
Abdi mung ningal ka ayat 3 ngeunaan ieu.
When the Apostle Paul and the Apostle Barnabas returned from their first missionary trip.
Atas Rasul Paulus sareng Rasul Barnabas mulih ti perjalanan misi anu ngawitan.
They appointed elders in every church.
Aranjeunna netepkeun para panatua di setiap gereja.
They did not appoint just an elder, but elders.
Teu mung netepkeun hiji panatua, nanging panatua-panatua.
I've already referred to the church at Ephesus.
Abdi pantos ningal ka gereja di Efesus.
Paul called the elders, plural, of the church in Ephesus.
Paulus nyebat panatua-panatua seueur di gereja Efesus.
Paul told Titus, I've left you in Crete for this purpose.
Paulus masihan terang, Titus, Bapak ninggalkan maneh di Kreta kanggo tujuan ieu.
That you are to appoint elders in every city.
Supaya maneh netepkeun panatua di setiap kota.
There's a scripture we often use in the healing processes in the church.
Aya hiji ayat anu sering ku urang digunakeun dina proses ngadamangkeun di gereja.
It's a very familiar scripture to us.
Parantos biasa kanggo urang.
But this teaches there are elders in the local church.
Nanging ieu ngawulang ka urang ngeunaan aya panatua di gereja lokal.
I am reading James 5:14.
Tapi bade ngaos Yakobus 5 ayat 4.
James 5:14.
Yakobus 5 ayat 14.
Is any of you sick? He should call the elders of the church to pray over him and anoint him with oil in the name of the Lord.
Lulut-lulut nu gering kudu dipangnedakeun pangurus jemaah anu kudu mangnedakeun jeung ngolesan ku minyak kalayan nyambat panjenengan Allah.
I've heard this verse quoted.
Abdi kantos ngadangu ayat ieu di Tiron.
Again and again for the last 50 years of my Christian experience.
Beberapa kali tina 50 tahun pangakhirna tina pengalaman abdi salaku orang Kristen.
It's very simple to me that God wants elders in the church.
Kanggo abdi sederhana pisan nyaeta Gusti mikahoyong panatua-panatua di gereja.
I have another question on my notes.
Abdi kagungan patarosan anu
how are they set in as elders?
Maaranjeunna ditetepkeun janten panatua.
Is it by a nomination process?
Nganggo proses nominasi.
I believe biblically is by their being qualified to become elders.
Arti percantan secara alkitabiah penetua ditetapkan dumasar karena syarat nu diteduna.
When the Lord wanted Moses to appoint 70 elders.
Patos Gusti mikahoyong Musa nunjuk 70 penetua.
He said he wanted those who are known to you as leaders and officials among the people.
Anjeuna mikahoyong jalmi-jalmi nu dikenal salaku pamimpin-pamimpin sareng pangurus-pangurus di antawis jalmi-jalmi.
It was not a popularity contest.
Yes, sanes kontes popularitas.
God wants certain qualified people to become elders in a local church.
Gusti mikahoyong kualifikasi nu tangtu dina jalmi-jalmi nu janten penetua-penetua di gereja lokal.
I would like to read Acts
14:23.
Paul and Barnabas appointed elders for them in each church, and with prayer and fasting committed them to the Lord in whom they had put their trust.
Di tiap-tiap jemaah aranjeuna ngangkat kokolot-kolot jemaah tuli di pangdedakeun sarta di puasaan geus kitu dipasrahkeun ka Gusti sumbering kapercayaanna.
These elders were appointed.
Para pertua ieu ditetepkeun.
And then in Titus 1 verse 5,
dina Titus pasal 1 ayat 5.
Titus 1 verse 5.
Titus 1 ayat 5.
The reason I left you in Crete was that you might straighten out what was left unfinished and appoint elders in every town as I directed you.
Maka anjeun ditinggalkeun di Pulau Kreta teh geusan memeres jeung neruskeun hanca kudu ngangkat kokolot-kokolot pikeun jamaah di unggal tempat dasana kudu nurutkeun pituduh sim kuring teh.
I made reference to this verse a few moments ago.
Ayeuna abdi parantos ngebahas ayat ieu sabeberapa menit kapengker.
I was emphasizing the word elders.
Abdi nuju nekenkeun kecapana tua.
I made reference to Paul and Barnabas appointing elders a few moments ago.
Abi ningal ka Paulus sareng Barnabas nu netepkeun para penetua sabeberapa menit kapengker.
I was using these verses to make it plain that there are plural elders in every church.
Abi nuju nganggo ayat-ayat ieu supados sederhana yen aya seueur penetua-penetua di setiap gereja.
Now my reason for using these two verses is this.
Ayeuna alasan abdi ngagunakeun dua ayat
that they were appointed.
Dan aranjeuna ditetepkeun.
And let me be repetitious.
Tapi dibalikan deui.
In Acts 14, Paul and Barnabas appointed elders.
Rasul 14, Paulus sareng Barnabas nunjuk ka para penetua.
They were the most mature people there.
Aranjeuna teh jalmi-jalmi nu dewasa di dinya.
Paul and Barnabas were spiritual and could discern the mind of the Lord.
Paulus sareng Barnabas sareng tiasa ngabentenkeun emutan Gusti.
They could discern which of the men in these new churches were coming into a place of leadership.
Anjeuna tiasa ngabentenkeun nu mana jalmi-jalmi gareja enggal tiasa numpatan kedudukan dina kapamimpinan.
Those of you who are leading churches today.
Anu nuju mimpin gereja-gereja dinten ieu.
Let me urge you to bring other men into leadership.
Ijinkeun abdi ngadorong sadaya kanggo nyandak jalmi-jalmi sanes janten pamimpin.
Be secure in your own calling in the Lord.
Sing tetep teger kana panyaur sadaya di lebet Gusti.
Both Paul and Barnabas knew what God had made them.
Sawe Paulus kitu deui Barnabas terang yen Gusti parantos nyiptakeun.
When others came into eldership in these local churches,
atas jalmi-jalmi sanes lebet kana jajaran panatua di gereja-gereja sanes.
It did not constitute, as it were, a challenge to their ministries.
Yes, sanes seolah-olah aya tantangan di pelayanan aranjeuna.
They wanted to bring other men into leadership.
Aranjeuna bari nyandak jalmi sanes kana jajaran kapamimpinan.
Though it is conceivable those churches would not have endured at all.
Hartosna gereja-gereja eta henteu tahan.
Had not leadership been raised up among them.
Kapamimpinan henteu dibangkitkeun dina antawis aranjeuna.
In the reference to Titus,
kun ningali ka Titus,
he said the work was left unfinished.
Saurna pada malanteh ta acan rengse.
Altogether too frequently this work is left unfinished.
Sasarengan uge pada malam ieu teh sering teu acan ringsih.
God wants elders raised up again in the local churches.
Gusti Mekah hayang para penetua sumanget deui dina gereja-gereja lokal.
And there are many qualifications laid down in the Bible concerning just who this should be.
Terpisan syarat dina Alkitab ngeunaan saha nu sakedahna janten panatua.
In further teaching, I will be referring to these qualifications.
Dina pangajaran salajengna abi baris nunjukkeun syarat-syarat ieu.
But right now, I want to say one thing again for emphasis.
Ngabdi ayeuna bade nyaros kanggo ditekenkeun.
The leaders of churches must be secure where they are.
Para pemimpin gereja kedah tetap teguh dina di mana bae ayana.
And then begin to lift up other ministries and bring them into their fruition.
Satrasna ngawitan ngangkat pelayan sanes sareng nyandak aranjeuna dugi ka buahan.
I say this to the glory of God.
Parabdi ieu kanggo kamulyaan Gusti.
One of the things God taught us in Anchorage, Alaska was what I've been saying.
Anu diajarkeun ku Gusti ka abdi di Alaska teh naon anu nembe ku abdi diasaurkeun.
I felt that God had called me to a certain assignment.
Abdi ngaos Gusti parantos nyaur abdi kanggo tugas nu tangtu.
But I could not be the whole church all by myself.
Nanging abdi henteu tiasa ngurus gereja nyalira.
So I needed other people to work with me.
Tenapi perjoki jalmi-jalmi sanes kanggo didamel sareng abdi.
And so when I could see the calling of God upon their life,
atawa ningali panyaur Gusti dina kahirupan aranjeuna,
then it was my responsibility not to hold them down.
Tentang kawalar abdi kanggo henteu ngantep aranjeuna di handap.
That I might just remain the supreme man.
Nanging abdi tetep janten nu pangluhurna.
But my desire was like Paul and Barnabas to ordain the elders.
Hayang abdi nyaeta sapertos Paulus sareng Barnabas kanggo ngasahkeun para panatua-panatua.
And out of those would come men to send out into other churches.
Tang di antawis aranjeuna baris aya jalmi-jalmi anu diutus kaluar ti gereja-gereja sanes.
And then some of these men that were raised up around us.
Terasna sabeberha jalmi ieu digugahkeun di sabudareun urang.
Became better at what they were doing than ever I was.
Saya dina pelayanan aranjeuna di Tibetan abdi.
You'll be seeing on videotape Brother Jim Feeney teaching.
Sadayak baris ningal kaset video ngeunaan pengajaran Pak Jimmy Feeney.
In all candor, there are ways where he teaches better than I.
Terus terang cara-cara aranjeuna ngawulang langkung saya Tibetan abdi. Abdi sadaya kenal
We have a man in our church who came in and got saved just as a hippie.
Sareng hiji pamegat nu dongkap ka gereja sareng disalametkeun waktos anjeuna janten saurang.
Then he became a worker on our building crew.
Terusna anjeuna janten salah saeuti padamel di gedong abdi.
Then he fulfilled the qualifications of a deacon.
Rasiasa nadunan syarat saurang diaken.
In the process of time, we could see that he was fulfilling the qualifications of an elder.
Dina proses waktu saderek tiasa ningali yen anjeuna nadunan kualifikasi janten saurang panatua.
And then it was brought to our attention by the Holy Spirit that he had the gifting of a genuine pastor.
Atasna bisa daya merhatoskeun ku pimpinan Roh Suci anjeuna ngagaduhan karunia saurang pandita sajati.
He became an excellent counselor.
Anjeuna janten saurang konselor nu sae.
In the early days of our church I did much counseling.
Dina waktos ngawitan gereja abdi sadaya ngalakukeun seueur counseling.
But this man excelled in counseling.
Yang pamaget dia pinter pisan ngalakukeun counseling.
When people came to me for counseling,
waktu jami-jami dongkap ka abdi kanggo counseling,
it was very difficult counseling.
Ye counseling anu paling susah.
I would refer them to Brian.
Abdi baris masrah kenana ka Brian.
He was better than I.
Anjeuna langkung saya dibanding abdi.
Now if I wanted to be everything,
tapi abdi hoyong janten sagalana,
Brian could not have come into this ministry.
Dian moal lebet kana pelayanan ieu.
And so in the process of time, he did realize a real ministry in the Lord because those around him lifted this ministry up.
Dan dina proses waktu anjeuna sadar hiji pelayanan di lebet Gusti, kumargi aranjeuna nu aya di sabudareunana ngangkat pelayananana.
Sometimes there are people that come to you that think they have a ministry and they don't.
Kadang-kadang aya jalmi nu dongkapna ka sadek nu gaduh emutan aranjeuna ngagaduhan hiji pelayanan sareng.
And you have to make that discernment before the Lord.
Ada kedah ngadamel hiji perbentenan ieu di payungan Gusti.
The other translations we have in the United States.
Terjemahan-terjemahan sanes nu dibigaduh di Amerika.
Three other translations that I have referred to.
Ilu terjemahan sanes anu ku abdi dirujuk.
They use the word appoint.
aranjena nganggo kecap nunjuk.
And that appointment must be made according to God's qualifications.
Arang nunjukkeun kedah dilakukeun numutkeun sarat-sarat ti Gusti.
And by people who know the mind of the Lord.
Ku jalmi-jalmi nu terang imutan Gusti.
For just a few more moments, I'll speak about the job assignment for elders in the New Testament church.
Nang sabaraha menit deui abdi baris nyarios ngeunaan tugas para penetua di Gereja Perjanjian Enggal.
Talking about raising men up in the leadership.
Nyarios ngeunaan ngagugahkeun jalmi dina kapamimpinan.
What is their job?
Naon tugas aranjeuna?
Their job is not just to hire and fire pastors.
Tugas aranjeuna sanes ngan ngarekrut sareng mecat pandita-pandita.
Many things are done by elders in a local church.
Hal nu dilakukeun ku para penetua di hiji gereja lokal.
I read the verse already that Paul spoke to the Ephesian elders.
Abdi parantos ngaos di mana Paulus nyarios ka para penetua di Efesus.
Where they were to keep watch over themselves.
Di mana aranjeuna kedah janten diri nyalira.
And the elders keep watch over the flock.
Sareng panetua jagi kawanan domba Gusti.
There's our church in Anchorage is still about 1,200 people.
Gereja abdi di Arkrot anggotana kinten-kinten 1,200 jalmi.
Even though we sent out over 1,000 people to start churches.
Saya seorang pandita uge nu tiasa ngurus jalmi seueur.
No one pastor can oversee that many people.
Neng abdi sadaya parantos ngutus langkung ti 1,000 jalmi kanggo ngawitan gereja.
And so they were told to keep watch over themselves and all the flock.
Anjeuna dipasian terang kanggo ngajagi diri nyalira sareng kawanan domba Allah.
Of which the Holy Spirit had made them overseers.
Para suci parantos ngajantenkeun aranjeuna salaku penerus-penerus.
Men are involved in this process.
Kalibat dina proses ieu.
Barnabas and Paul and Titus are involved in this process.
Barnabas, Paulus sareng Titus kalibat dina proses ieu.
But the intention of God is to have the Holy Spirit orchestrating this.
Hayang tujuan Gusti teh nyaeta sabados roh suci anu ngaturna sacara harmonis.
And so I've been using the word overseer from the very beginning of this lesson.
Tetapi parantos nganggo kecap penilik di ngawitan pelajaran ieu.
And they are to do that, to actually be looking at the situation in the church.
Aranjeuna ngalakukeun ieu bari ningali kaayaan di gereja.
I'm referring back to what the Apostle Peter said. Be overseers.
Janten pengurus-pengurus jamaah.
The people of God should realize that elders are to oversee.
Jalmi-jalmi di gereja sakadana sadar yen para penetua ngalakukeun padamalanana.
They're watching over the people of God as those that must give an account.
Aranjeuna nuju ngawaskeun umat Gusti di mana aranjeuna kedah tinggal tanggal waler.
In the book of Hebrews, the 13th chapter, the people of God are told to obey and submit to those in authority.
Dina kitab Ibrani pasal 13, jamaah Gusti di pasian terang kanggo taat sareng tunduk ka aranjeuna nu nyepeng kakawasan.
Authority must be used according to the example of Christ.
Kakawasan teh kedah digunakeun numutkeun tuladan Kristus.
But the people of God must realize the elder is going to oversee.
Aing jemaah Gusti kedah sadar yen panatua baris ngalakukeun padamelan pangarus.
And sometime when the elder is overseeing, people get a little upset.
Kadangkawis waktos panatua nuju ngurus jalmi-jalmi baris sakedik bingung.
And they'll sometimes say in America, mind your own business.
Kadang-kadang di Amerika aranjeuna baris nyarios.
And the elder says, this is my business.
Sareng panatua nyarios, ieu teh urusan abdi.
I am supposed to be overseeing. One of the first things that an elder does is where I began in this lesson. Paul wrote the letter to the saints, deacons, and overseers.
Paulus nyerat syarat ka para jalmi suci diaken sareng pangurus-pangurus.
I've identified elders as overseers.
Abdi parantos ngidentifikasikeun panatua-panatua salaku pangurus-pangurus.
And the oversight of a local church is under the watchful eye of elders locally.
Pangurus di gereja lokal nyaeta dihandap pengawasan panatua-panatua lokal.
One quick concluding thought.
Jika simpulan nu enggal.
As I am identified with many of these churches we've started.
Atas abdi dikenal ku seueur gereja ku nembe dibuka.
I come to them by invitation and not imposition.
Abi dongkap ka aranjeuna dumasar elemen sareng sanes dumasar beban.
I do not say I'm overseeing these churches.
Abi henteu nyarios abdi nuju ngurus gereja-gereja ieu.
I cannot be an overseer of a church that I can't see.
Abi henteu tiasa janten pengurus di hiji gereja nu ku abdi henteu tiasa katingali.
We have missionaries in Mexico.
Abi sadayang gaduhan misionaris di Meksiko.
As well as over in the Philippines.
Oke di sakulia Filipina.
It's impossible to oversee them.
Mustahil kanggo ngurus aranjeuna.
Oversight is done on a local level.
Ngurus dilakukan di gereja lokal.
By elders that fulfill this role.
Para pertua nu ngalakukeun peran ieu.
So I urge you to raise up persons of this character and ability.
Dan abdi ngadorong sadaya kanggo ngagugahkeun jalmi-jalmi ku sifat sareng kemampuan ieu.
Use them locally.
Gunakan aranjeuna di gereja lokal.
Paul told Titus, send them out to start other churches.
Terasna waktos Gusti mimpin, ngutus aranjeuna keluar kanggo ngawitan gereja-gereja sanes.
And as I've seen it done properly in the sending church.
Para katingal ku abdi sareng ngutus sapantesna di gereja anu ngutus.
They will do it well in the church they're planning.
Aranya bari ngalakukeun nusai gereja di mana aranjeuna melak.
I have many other things to say about the job assignment of an elder.
That
will be coming on the next videotape.
Tingali dina kaset video salajengna.
Thank you.
Atur nuhun.